brilliant Barnabas. Hello, I'm Martin Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips on the character of Barnabas, one of my favourite characters of the New Testament, perhaps the most neglected of all New Testament characters in terms of preaching and teaching. And why is Barnabas important for us as we think about our preaching and teaching here? It's because of what it says in Acts chapter 14, verse 1. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. Jews and Greeks. Barnabas effective in to people from different cultures and different religious backgrounds. Effective in Jerusalem and Cyprus and Antioch and various other places. An amazing character. And in a lot of these recordings I do, I focus on practical things and techniques for how to be a better speaker, and that's useful. But in this series, we're going to focus on character and spirituality and why that made him so effective as a preacher and teacher. Why does it say that in Acts chapter 14 that he spoke so effectively? Not just Paul, but Barnabas as well. What made him effective? And I think it's what made him so effective was his character and his spirituality. We're going to look at that now as we take one episode each week to go through from Acts 4 to Acts 15 and a bit beyond. So join me as we explore brilliant Barnabas. We're carrying on in chapter 13, and now we're in verses 13 and following. They go from Paphos, Paul and Barnabas, that is, Paul and his companions, as now phrased, to Perga, and John leaves them back to Jerusalem. That's another story for another time. They go on to Pisidian Antioch, they go into the synagogue, they get a chance to speak a word of exhortation, and Paul gives quite a long speech, which I won't go into in detail here, from verse 16, recapping a lot of the history of Israel and the promises to David about Messiah. And at the end of that, as they were leaving the synagogue, as Paul and Barnabas, so they're still together as a team, they're invited to speak further about these things. The next Sabbath, congregation is dismissed. Many follow Paul and Barnabas, talking with them. They urge them to continue in the grace of God. Next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathers. The Jews begin to get jealous, but Paul and Barnabas answer them boldly, it says, and we had to speak the word of God to you first, and then, okay, but now we're going to go to the Gentiles. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region, and the persecution is stirred up against Paul and Barnabas, who are expelled. They shake the dust off their feet, go on to Iconium. Disciples are filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. An awful lot going on in that passage. What can we see here about the character and spirituality of Barnabas in particular? So here we are in the latter part of chapter 13. I think what we see is that there's great boldness. There's simply great boldness in Barnabas, along with Paul, preaching there, enduring the threat of persecution and then actual persecution, not physical yet, but certainly very threatening. And they are bold in the way that they not only reach out to Jews, but also to Gentiles. They're not afraid of controversy. Barnabas is not worried about what other people, his own background think of him. He's more concerned about doing what is right for the kingdom of God and for the people that were there to hear the word of the Lord. He's there to back up Paul. There's a humility there as Paul becomes more center stage, and Barnabas a bit more, not backstage, but certainly a little back from Paul. Doesn't seem to be bothered by that. Happy to be the leader at some points, happy to be the supporter at other points. So there's a trust in what God is doing, even though his role shifts, which is very helpful for us to think about as we teach and preach and throughout our lives, our 20s to 40s to 60s to our 80s perhaps, our roles might shift a bit. And being humble about that is important if we're going to continue to be effective in our preaching and teaching for God. So we see a lot of things here. He's also not afraid to move on. They shake the dust off their feet and move on. He's not getting stuck and bogged down in controversy, though that happens. But when controversy happens and he can't control it, he can see that it's a sign from God to move on, and so he moves on. This must have contributed to his effectiveness as a preacher and a teacher. His convictions, his willingness to go wherever God sends him, his seeing the big picture for Jews and Gentiles. We're moving on to chapter 14 in a minute, where it talks about or shortly, where it talks about his effectiveness with both Jews and Greeks. A lot of good things we see here in Barnabas. I wonder what stands out to you from this section of Barnabas's life. I'd love to know. It's amazing how Barnabas is able to be so fluid in his role, particularly, I think, with Saul, with Paul. And that stands out to me as someone who has at times been more of the wingman to other preachers and teachers, and at other times more like the most prominent speaker in a group. These things go backwards and forwards in my life in different circumstances over the years. And I need to have the Barnabas attitude of fulfilling the role that God calls me to, whatever that might be. But what stands out to you? I'd love to know what you think about what we learn here in the latter part of Acts 13 from brilliant Barnabas. So what do you think about today's passage, what we've learned today about Barnabas? I would love to know your thoughts. So please leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who would benefit from this recording, please pass it on to them. And if you could do me a favor, hit the subscribe button, the like button in YouTube, or leave a review in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from, I'd appreciate that, because it increases the visibility of these recordings. And I do hope that you are inspired by Barnabas, and that you, by adopting some of his character and spirituality, that it'll help you to be as effective as he was in teaching all kinds of people. Until the next time, have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.